So let's get down to business with Louise Story, finance reporter for our partners at the New York Times. The takeout this morning involves writers. Now, writers are used to being on deadline, right?
Right.
But there's suddenly a deadline of November 9th in this landmark copyright case that involves Google's mission to establish a more or less complete digital archive of all published text. It's a copyright case, it's a business case, and it's about writers getting paid. What's going on?
So the Department of Justice came in a month ago and objected to a settlement that Google had worked out with the Authors Guild. And the reason they objected is that they're afraid that Google could become more of a monopoly. They're also afraid that this settlement is locking in prices, so we won't have price competition for books.
So the settlement itself would create disturbing precedents that the Department of Justice doesn't really want to have
possibly
happen.
So they're having to renegotiate. But I mean, the bigger picture here is that here we've got Google moving into books. You know, this has already happened in music. You know, we've already had the Napsterization of music. It's already happened in the media. Everything's going online. This is the way of the future. We have something that we say in the media. It's that Google is the frenemy.
The frenemy.
It's part friend. Yeah, the frenemy. It's part friend, part enemy. And the reason they're the... Yeah.
Well, what Google would say to that is that unlike Napster, you can't download books wholly from the Google archive. You can look at selections from them. And so they say that that gives them immunity from this idea that we're just sort of giving away books for free.
That's a solid point. There are other people who feel it's not that different. But the reason they're the friend, of course, is that it's really great if you can just search the text of books. And they're also making audio versions of books that could help blind people. You can print, you know, that's a really great
thing. Something the Library of Congress used to do, which is why librarians are also concerned about this, that this actually competes, encroaches on the library's
traditional
role.
Why go to the library if you can go online? So, you know, for writers, I mean, I'm a writer. Maybe I'll write a book sometime. I like the idea that more and more books can be online, but you want to make sure that people get compensated for what they write.
Now, authors say that even though you can't get my book for free, the validity and the credibility of the Google archive depends on their intellectual property being there. And so the payment is not for free books. The payment is for, you know, it's not just random text from the telephone book you have in your archive, Google. This is a legacy of civilization itself.
That's right. I mean, books, more than anything, become the history of what happened. They're more thorough than anything we can do in real time in daily journalism. They go back, they check things, and so it's really important that the right ones, you know, all get on there so that it's a complete archive.
Right. Last question. You're a finance reporter for the New York Times. Is there a dollar value at all to this Google archive? Will the Supreme Court ever rule on that, do you think?
Well, you know, the settlement has been for $125 million. I mean, they're going back
cheap.
Renegotiate, you know,
how much
what are books worth?
How much would the Library of Alexandria be worth if we could sell it today on eBay? Thank you, Louise Story.
Thank you.